Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period. Reason number one, why you may not get approach. You don't see them. Now, this is an issue that I had when I was single. This one friend of mine, she always used to say, Breen, did you see him? He looked at you. Breen, did you see him? He's looking at you. I remember I went to her wedding. Of course, I looked all fabulous and glam or whatever. And like years later, she's like, oh my God, Breen, you didn't realize at the wedding, all these guys were checking for you. I can promise you, I saw nobody looking at me. And it's the same. Even when I go out now, I don't see people because I'm not looking at them. When I'm going somewhere, I'm literally minding my own business. But just because you don't see someone looking at you does not mean they're not looking at you. So one of the reasons why you feel like you're invisible or men don't notice you is because you're not looking at the men that are looking at you. Reason number two, you look taken. Has anyone ever told you that before? But a lot of guys will say this about women. They have a preconceived idea in their head of what a taken woman looks like. And if you're like me, I literally used to wear a diamond ring on my finger. And all my friends would be like, that's the reason why you're still single. Why are you wearing an engagement ring on your finger? I'm like, because I'm married to myself. No, I'm joking. I was like, because I don't care. Like, if a guy's going to be deterred by a wedding ring, he's not for me. No, I used to be like, the way my God is set up, even if I had a fake engagement ring on my finger, it's not going to stop me from finding the person that's meant for me. That's just the way I was looking at things. But if you do have an engagement ring on your finger, or if you do wear rings on your finger that may look like you're taken, or if you're carrying yourself in a way that is, I think it goes back to point number one, you're oblivious. A lot of taken women look like they are oblivious of men. It's kind of that same situation that happened with Aisha Curry. And she used to say, why don't I get the attention that my husband gets? It's because maybe men might be more respectful than women. Because for women to still be throwing themselves at Steph Curry, even though they know he's married, men, on the other hand, respected Aisha Curry because she carried herself in a certain way. Men were not going to hit on her. That does not mean she's not beautiful, but she looks taken because she is taken. But if you carry yourself in a certain way, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't carry yourself in this way, I'm just saying that some of the reasons why you don't get approached is because you look like you're in a relationship. That is actually a compliment. But if it's not a compliment to you because you do want to be in a relationship and you do want to be noticed, then maybe just listen to the other points I'm about to make, okay? The third reason why men may not approach you is because you do not smile. You look so serious and you're always frowning. And if you have a natural resting BH face like I do, I'm naturally like serious looking. If you have a natural serious looking, try to break that up a little bit when you're out. And I don't know about you guys, but let me know if you relate. If you go to like the hood or something, or you don't want to be like approached by certain people, I think a lot of women, we've got this face because we don't want to be approached when we're out, especially to some guys. We don't want you talking to us. We don't want your attention and we don't want you to approach us. So sometimes we put on that face, but it's not every day, because that face, although it's keeping the negative negative ones out to a certain extent, you're also keeping the good ones out that may want to approach you. And let me just say, when we're talking about approaching you, we're not talking about guys that say, hey yo shorty, hey yo my size. We're not talking about men that approach us in disrespectful ways, but men that actually want to approach us, step to us correctly. You may be blocking those people coming into your life by having a resting bitch face. The fourth reason why men may not approach you is because you hang out in groups too much. I'm not sure if you guys have heard this, but if you go to, let's say, a bar or something and you're surrounded by your girls, do you know what that looks like to a man that's on his own, a singular man, going to approach a group of girls? It is intimidating, because every girl group that has that one friend that will basically cock block you, okay? That one friend that'll be like, now my friend's not talking to you, sorry. There's always that one woman that is the enemy of progress. She's like the protector of the pack. She's not trying to let any of her girls be talked to that night. She has her place, but it's not every day, sis. I need to get me a man. I'm gonna need you to not be my bodyguard for one day, okay? Another reason why men may not approach you is because you don't look like you're interested. I mean, we all fear rejection, right? We all don't want to be rejected. And I think if a lot of women actually put themselves in a man's shoes for a moment and actually realize that every time they had to go out, or if they wanted to date someone, they would have to approach them, I think it would actually make you sweat a little bit. So we have to give the guy some leeway. So kind of, if you look disinterested, or if you look bored, or if someone does approach you and you're not interested, there's a way to turn someone down without being disrespectful or rude. And that's one thing that I had to learn in my older days. When I was young, I was so rude. Every guy would say to me, Breeny is rude. And that was like my defense mechanism. But we'll get into that in another video. But I was just always rude to everyone. But that's one of the things that is probably stopping you from being approached. Your attitude. The sixth reason why you may not be getting approached is because you don't look approachable. And there's an energy of someone that is available and an energy of someone that is unavailable. What energy are you giving off? Are you giving off an unavailable energy? Because there's a lot of single women that, I don't know if it's like a defense mechanism, that seems to be my favorite word, but they feel like, I'm happy to be single, I'm single and unavailable. And it's like, sis, you may be single, but don't say you're unavailable, because you're gonna give off unavailable energy and you may be blocking your own blessings. And I think a lot of women, we do block our own blessings because of the things that happen to us internally. Another reason why when you're out, men may not approach you is because you look busy all the time. You're always preoccupied. You're either got your headphones in, you're on the phone, you're looking at your phone, you're reading a book. And let me just tell you something. One of the best places to meet a guy is on the tube, or as, what do Americans call it? The underground, the train, on the train. We call it trains as well. Anyway, the best place to meet a guy is actually on the train, because you're usually on the train for up to about 30 to 45 minutes. So you're able to kind of pluck up some courage. You're able to look at that person in detail and be like, oh, that girl's cute or whatever. You're actually able to take more time to actually analyze before you like pounce. You don't have to be on your phone or busy all the time. If a guy sees you and you look busy, he's not going to give you the time of day because he does not want to interrupt you. And I'm not saying you should just not listen to music when you're on the phone or always be on your phone. Maybe when you're on your phone, give yourself a little bit of a break. Don't always have your head down on the phone. Give the guy an opportunity to catch your attention is what I'm saying. Another reason why you may not be approached, and this might be quite controversial, I watched a show called Ready to Love, and that's what happened. That's why one of the girls got sent home. But this might be quite controversial. Let me know if you want to do a video on this. One of the reasons why men may not approach you is because you give off home girl vibes. You give off buddy energy. There's a way to be friendly without giving off friend vibes. A lot of women get friend zoned because you're too friendly, okay? Are you looking for another friend or are you looking for a spouse? I might do a video on that, you know. Comment below if you want a video. But when you give off homegirl vibes, it's like you make it hard for men to see you romantically, if that makes sense. Another reason why you may not get approached when you go out is because you don't put in effort when you go out. Ladies, I'm preaching to the choir right here, but it's not everyday leggings, literally. Sometimes you have to try and make more of an effort. Actually look like you put some thought into what you're doing. And one of my tips is to buy two pieces. Pieces that go together, whether it's a shirt and a bottom, same color, same material, same texture, and you're able just to throw it on. And the thing about when you know that you look good, you give off confident vibes. You give off confident energy. You actually look like you have made an effort and you've put yourself together well. And that translates beautifully to the outside world. And when you're feeling your outfit, you're feeling your shoes, you're feeling your nice little jacket, your nice little hoodie, whatever you're wearing, it really doesn't matter what you're wearing, but how much effort you place to put it together. Which brings me on to my final reason why you may not be approached is because you look overdone all the time. And this might sound counterintuitive, and it is the opposite of what I just said, but I have found the times that I get approached the most is when I look like garbage. No, it's the times when I felt like I didn't look my best. I didn't look like this. The times that I've got approached the most is when I did not look like this. It's when I had no makeup, had my hair, I don't know what I was wearing. I'm just popping to the shop kind of clothing. It's always when I'm in a rush, when I'm just heading somewhere quickly, when I've got my nobody's gonna see me outfit on. It's usually those times when guys would approach you because they don't feel intimidated by you. And you can say, oh, well, that guy has low self-esteem. No, you just kind of seem more normal. Like, you can have a normal conversation. Even you, don't you feel more normal when you're not glammed up? Like, you feel like you can have a normal conversation with a normal person. Because I do feel like hair and makeup and eyelashes and nail extension, all this kind of stuff, it kind of elevates us to diva status, right? And diva status is nice once in a while, you know? I mean, if you wear it every day, kudos to you. Like, I mean, I don't really, but kudos to you. But when you have that diva aura all the time, men can feel like they are beneath you no matter what they do, right? And I'm not saying this is the truth for all girls, but I remember the time that I got the most attention from men was when I shaved my hair. When I was wearing minimal makeup, when I was just looking normal, I would get like yardy men be like, hey Empress, you look good today. Like, they were literally like all over the gaff. Like, when I shaved my hair, that's when I got the most attention. And it kind of goes to show you that it's not necessarily what you look like or what you're wearing, but how you're coming across to men. And I think a lot of times when we read magazines and we watch on Instagram, we think the women that are gonna get the most attention are the ones that are done up to 100. But as I always say, most of the gorgeous girls are single, okay? And that's just a fact, right? And I'm not saying don't look gorgeous. I'm not saying don't be yourself. I'm not saying don't get glammed up. But I think what comes across more approachable to men is when you tone it down a little bit. And just not every day. You don't have to put on a full face to run to the shop. Be you. But like I said, you could do all of these things and a man may not approach you because men are going to be men, especially in this day and age. And I think a lot of men find it easier to approach women online than to approach them offline because, I mean, I guess getting rejected or aired via DM is better than getting aired or pied off in person. I don't blame them, but I think the game has completely changed. I don't even think that men really approach women like they used to. I don't know if they feel that they have to, but it would be nice once in a while, especially if you're single, to know, yeah, I still got it. Yeah, I still look good. But ladies, don't be too bummed out if you don't get approached. I really, really got approached when I was single. People think in their mind, oh, Brini, you must get a lot of attention. I really got approached when I was single, and that's a fact. So it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you because you're not getting approached. But these may be tips that can help you if you apply them. And I never really got approached based on the reasons that I had listed above. But like I said, it's not the end of the day, because I truly believe whoever is for you is not going to pass you by. Don't matter what you look like, don't matter what you got on, don't matter where you are, don't matter what your face looks like. Who is for you is going to be for you. But if you want to get out in a dating scene, these tips are going to help. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.